time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman and Devon Whitney Deal, both from CISA. It's time to unveil. This is like the swimsuit issue of local agriculture. It's the locally grown farm products guide.
It's produceography.
And I love it. And it's appropriate that the every year there's a new vegetable or fruit that is featured on the cover. And this year it is the somewhat phallic eggplant.
And let's not forget, it's a very delicious place.
Oh, yeah. Because
it is a vegetable, and it's colorful, and there's so many different varieties, too.
I love eggplant, and I learned this year when I was getting my winter share that was getting from Enterprise, who I'm sure is in this farm products guide somewhere.
One of 227 farms.
Yeah. I used to think if I got one eggplant that there wouldn't really be enough to do anything except maybe cook it up on the grill. But if I have one eggplant and one jar of my homemade sauce, it makes a perfect small eggplant parmesan for at least one meal and usually a lunch.
Excellent.
And if you want to find out where you can buy things like the eggplant featured on the cover, this is like, it's like a phone book of farms.
I think it's also like a social calendar for you. You know, what am I going to do Monday? What am I going to do Tuesday? Can I go to a farmer's market? Is it there? What am I going to cook today? What's the farm events that could be happening?
You know, some people, including me, that are newer to the agricultural seasons, you also have this farm product seasonality calendar. So like you may say, when are blueberries out again? You can go down here, blueberries, the dot shows up in July and August and then goes away. You want to say asparagus, boom, May, June. And it's also organized by town. So if you want to say, like, is there a farm within walking distance of where I live? You can flip, let's say, let's be where I am right now, Northampton. Town farm.
You could definitely walk.
Or I could walk to their Tuesday market. And is there a listing of markets
sure
and when they
is.
Are?
There is. At the end, you will find a listing of 49 farmers markets. There is one practically on every day of the week.
What day of the week isn't there one?
It tends to be Monday that
nobody wants to do a farmers
lesser,
market on Monday.
You know,
why? Because they want to continue to make Monday the saddest day of the week for everybody?
Oh, come on. No, you have to just eat everything you bought over the weekend when you were
at
the market.
Can live
you know?
Off that Saturday and maybe Sunday.
Exactly.
And then you got the Tuesday market to like
Tuesday.
The oasis in the middle of the week.
And Monty, if you work a little bit later and you don't want to go home and cook and your family's going to meet you, you can again find what restaurant's serving up local in town or whatever town or on your way home.
Now, this seems like a great resource that I would have and look at once and then promptly lose.
No.
Is there like a good,
no,
like
Monty.
Keep it in your car?
Yes, Monty. This I swear to you that this is in my car every day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is it in my car, it's in my husband's car. And he doesn't let anything stay in his car. But Farm
He needs to know
guide.
Where to find you.
Right. Well, hey, we can explore UMass Dining Services. Believe it or not, did you know that you can eat at UMass Dining Services and eat local food? You and I, we don't have to be students. We can go in there.
I do it at
like,
Smith once
cool
in a while.
That? And
on a sunny day, the view is amazing.
And they're members, too, because all of these people support local. And it's really quite amazing what a community we live in.
So 56,000 copies are printed. You can get it at a food retail store that is a local hero member.
I'm going to go one level extra hippie on this and say,
let me have my hair come down. Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, there you go. Looks good. Don't just leave it in your car. If you even drive a car, you may be another level beyond hippie than I'm ready to go to right now. Don't just leave it in your car. Leave it with your cloth bags in your car because the two things that I always really kind of wish that I like, oh, he left it in the car again, is the cloth bag. So maybe if you have this locally grown farm products guide with the cloth bags, you'll remember it. Or maybe if you remember the cloth bags, you'll remember the locally grown products guide. So,
here we are.
You can kill two local birds with one local stone and then eat it. You can find more about CISA and the locally grown farm products guide and the local hero challenge at buylocalfood.org.